Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
I'm with Mark Gannis. Mark, as the world heard last week, the Pegulas are looking to sell a minority stake of the Buffalo Bills. In your professional opinion, why do you think they are looking to sell some shares now?
I suspect there are a couple of reasons. One is this is a good time to sell a minority interest in an NFL team. The valuations are quite healthy. I think they're going to go up, but still quite healthy. The Bills have now completed their deal for $850 million of public sector funding into the stadium. And frankly, the stadium is going to cost more than was originally projected. So they could use that additional capital and not necessarily just add more debt onto the team itself. So this is a very reasonable approach they're taking to being able to find that additional capital.
Is this something you think that the Pegulas were thinking about for a while now, or was this happening more towards when they heard that the price of the stadium was going to increase?
There were not rumors before that they were looking into selling a piece, meaning months ago. But in the last few months, there have been little, you know, bits and pieces of maybe they are. And that's a combination, I think, of the NFL getting very serious about private equity, which has led to discussions about what the valuations of the teams are, even at the lower end of the NFL spectrum, which would be Buffalo, the Bills, and that the league was going to be more, was going to likely open up to allowing non-controlling interests in teams in a variety of ways, private equity being only one of the things that the NFL is looking at. So I think it's a combination of factors. I also think, you know, we shouldn't ignore, not just the market conditions and the NFL conditions, but also, you know, there have been things that have happened in the Pegula family that are tragedies to anybody who has known Kim. She's the most magnificent person you can find. And so I think there are a number of factors that lead to let's both take a little bit off the table and let's have more capital for the stadium.
Is selling a minority share for fundraising for a stadium or ice arena happen often in sports?
It happens often, not quite. I think it'll happen more frequently as we go forward. Let me give you an example of something that was not directly connected in the NFL, but certainly one could argue that it was. A number of years ago, the Atlanta Falcons sold a double-digit percentage of the team. If people will remember, that stadium went from about $1.1 billion, $1.2 billion to $1.5 billion, $1.6 billion in cost. Now, is that a cause and effect? They didn't announce it as a cause and effect, but money is fungible. You could certainly see that that was a precipitating cause.
What could a potential buyer for this minority interest look like, and would they have any type of voice in, say, maybe the decision-making process for the franchise?
The NFL is very clear that there is only one decision maker, one single human being, not a board, not a group, one single human being who is designated as the control owner for all decisions related to the team in perpetuity. So it's not like they can be voted down or that kind of thing. So whoever comes in has to be very comfortable that Terry is going to shepherd the team well. If he chooses to pass it down when the inevitable happens to all of us, to members of his family, that they too will do the same. And that the team is well positioned for the future and the NFL is well positioned for the future. Now, I can tell you with absolute certainty, the NFL is very well positioned for the future. I am fortunate to know a number of the plans for the next 3 to 7 years, and this league is going to continue its meteoric rise as a business, as a media enterprise, and as a sports league. The Bills have solidified their future with the stadium deal. So that great uncertainty gets removed as well. And so there are a lot of things that would suggest that people who are interested in buying into the NFL should be interested in buying a piece of the Bills. As far as what a party would look like, it doesn't have to be one party. It can be multiple parties that invest. It could be private equity together with individuals who do so. It doesn't have to just be one person coming in for a big chunk. It could be 5 or 10 people coming in for somewhat smaller chunks of pieces of the team each. That's a reflection of the fact that the Pegulas own the team outright. They don't have other partners. So that they are well within the NFL current limit of 25, which may get adjusted as time goes on, of different people who can have interests in a team. But they certainly have a lot of flexibility to bring in a larger number of people taking smaller pieces each. One thing I would say to Bills Mafia is I look at this as a positive for a number of reasons. First, it seems pretty clear that a substantial amount of whatever is raised is going to go into building a stadium that is affixed to the ground right there in Orchard Park, not going anywhere. That this is a greater, that investment by selling a piece of equity is a demonstration of a greater investment by Terry for the team to be in Buffalo and to be successful in Buffalo, not taking on even more debt for the stadium that could restrict some things they may want to do in the future, and that is not looking to price things even more to get more money out of the stadium to help pay for the additional costs of it. Those are all very good things for the Bills Mafia, and I'd look at this as a serious positive, and look to see even help if they can to demonstrate how strong the market is in support of the Bills and of Terry and the Pegula family.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.